This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A massive bill that would change how Colorado funds transportation gets its first hearing in the state legislature later today. The idea is to charge new fees on services that use the roads, like Uber, Amazon, and Grubhub, as well as new technologies, like electric vehicles. The money would go to highways, rural roads, transit, and electric car infrastructure. Opponents say all these fees are an end run around the will of the voters and that backers should put their ideas on the ballot. El Paso County has one of the highest youth suicide rates in the country. In 2019, 17 people aged 10 to 19 took their own lives. That's more than a 50% increase from the prior year, according to state data. Jesse Pocock of Inside Out, a Colorado Springs LGBTQ youth services organization, says meaningful connections with safe adults can be life-saving.
A young person who has a connection with one trusted adult, it doesn't matter who it is five times less likely to attempt suicide.
LGBTQ youth are at higher risk of suicide. In Colorado, suicide is the second leading cause of death for people under 24. If you look towards the sky this week and see low-flying airplane tankers or helicopters with buckets, it's probably just a drill. Flight crews from Colorado and Wyoming are starting aerial wildland firefighting training with the U.S. Forest Service today. The aircraft will be picking up water in Broomfield and practicing airdrops in national forest land along the Front Range. This is CPR News.